Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed movie critic Scott Mantz to talk about this year's nominees and review his picks for the Oscars.
On Saturday, Kelly Sullivan Walden returns to talk about dreams and the meaning of those nighttime movies. And the award goes to...
In our number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the phenomenal animal stuff. I think I really have the best collection of animal pictures and videos and stories and news and all that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Really, it's really cool. And people ask me all the time, where do you get all this stuff? And it's kind of like, I don't know, it just comes to me. Because, you know, I think San Francis has just got like a big old shovel and just shove it, send it to Martha, she'll put it, she'll post it. But anyway, so I was busy during the break here. Paul had a great idea, but you can remember that I'm a little technically challenged sometimes, and so I have to practice at things. And so I did get a picture up of the three chimes. The green one is the Chiron, and then the red and the Mars and pink Venus. And then there's a picture of the Mars and Venus with the mallet that she strikes them with. And then Paul said, well, take a video, and then you could hear it and all of that stuff. And I was like, oh, man, I got to practice that. I was like, I just don't know. I just can't, like, oh, okay. I'm sure it's just like posting. I'm sure I can. So, well, I'm going to work on that because I want to now be able to post a video. Okie dokie. Alrighty. So, if you haven't figured it out, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday today. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are in the house. They're doing free remote treatments for you, your animal friends, your home, business, or property, clearing, and then they can work on pretty much just about anything. And we've had kind of quite a collection today of human and animal stuff, and sometimes they work on, you know, the human and then the animal, or vice versa. But on our last call, you worked simultaneously because they were so connected.
Yeah,
it's the way it showed up.
So that's really cool. All right, so here we are with the phone situation. If you're just tuning in and in her early, we have some technical issues with our phones today, and it's kind of like, you know, it sounds like we're in the tunnel with the water and that sort of thing. Our callers and Mike, bless his heart, has done everything that he can do here in terms of, excuse me, troubleshooting and rebooting the system. And you know, usually we're kind of like, you know, on Sundays, we're like here by our lonesomes, you know, and there's nobody else here and there's not a lot of technical support. But the good news is that Mike, he did his, whatever he does and through whatever channels puts out the SOS, well, we didn't get ignored. Mike, you heard from technical people and our engineering and all of that. And even though it's wonderful to know that we haven't been ignored. And of course they said, well, do this. And then Mike said, I already did that, you know, cause Mike knows what he's doing. He's really good. And so the bottom line is kind of like, oh, well, we'll fix it tomorrow. So there you go. But at least we got attention and have done what we can. So we're doing the best we can. And the phone might sound a little weird and a little echoey and watery, but we will just carry on and know that it will be much better next week. So we are going to go immediately back to the phones. I have one line open. As long as we have one line open, let's start missing link giveaways, Prescott. And let's say, how about the missing link phrase of the day? How about Whispering Dragon Center? In Seattle, that works for me. Whispering Dragon Center. And yeah, pick up, there's one line open, but we can give away two missing links today. So if you want to call in for one, you can grab this line. Any of you that are on hold, Sandy, Phyllis, Kathy, if any of you want missing link, you just need to tell me that when we bring you on. And we'll fix you up with whatever version of missing link you'd like sent to your door. So phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But you can't win the contest that way. You got to call. So I still have one line open if you want to call in for missing link. Otherwise, we are headed to Mill Creek. And Sandy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, good morning. Thanks
morning.
For taking my call.
You're
morning.
Very welcome. What's going on?
It seems like the last year or so, I've had some issues with my skin, especially on my face. And I don't know if it's hormonal. I've tried changing my diet and different supplements. And I also have another little weird spot that keeps popping up on the back of my thigh. And I don't know, again, if it's what it is. And, you know, the dermatologist didn't help, so.
Well, so you actually went to a dermatologist.
It's just, all they say is dermatitis or it's your age because, you know, pre-hormonal or something.
So can you describe the spots? Are they, like, dry and flaky or itchy or red? Or what do you got going on?
They're dry, flaky, almost. Sometimes they're, like, an acne, and then sometimes they're, like, cysts. And it's really, you know, embarrassing to walk around, you know, touch your face.
Right.
And makes it look worse, so.
Well, let's see. Jude and Paul have been tuning in. Are you guys getting anything?
I'm getting some kind of a dietary component. Is it on your cheeks?
I do have a couple on my cheeks. I have one that's like a cyst right now on my upper left cheek. But recently, the majority of it's been in the chin and under the chin area.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the tongue.
Yeah.
So I am going to... Now, that's interesting because I've just... under the chin is an area where cats get acne-type stuff or blackheads and stuff. I don't know what the area is about that or if it has anything, but it popped in my mind. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm going to advise you about one thing you might want to try topically. Something called Azulene cream. Azulene, A-Z-U-L-E-N-E. Azulene is derived from a particular kind of German chamomile.
Azulene.
And it's really good for hyperpigmentation and like rosacea and things like that in the face. It really will bring that down. It's really gentle and soothing. And there are lots of different products that have at least some of that in. The highest percentage of Azulene, the better. And I can't give you a name brand, but kind of look around on the internet. You can probably find it on Amazon, because goodness knows. But
so, A-Z-U-L-E-N-E.
Yeah.
Azulene cream.
Yeah.
And
I really say, we're going to do some stuff here, but that also sort of showed up. So,
okay.
And then when you talk about cyst type things, isn't that, that's kind of a releasing of stuff or a buildup and releasing
of
stuff?
Well, it's like heat stagnation kind of stuff. So I'm going to do some opening and...
Chong Mai.
Yeah.
So again, we're going back to the Chong Mai, the penetrating vessel that we've worked with several people today for different reasons. This one is because the one end of the channel comes up and goes up and actually circles around the mouth.
Gets that chin area.
It affects that area. I was picking up some kind of a dietary component. So I don't know whether you've looked at things like there are foods that create more heat. You know, spicy foods and. You know, I don't know, alcohol or wine, you know, those kinds of things.
I rarely drink alcohol, so I do use turmeric a lot.
Well, turmeric's actually anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, turmeric.
How do you use the turmeric, though?
I have it either in a tea, I also have a supplement, and I also have it in powder form, and I add it to different foods.
Right, so you might try making, like, there's like you can put it with almond milk and a little honey, and the almond milk kind of counterbalances any of the heat in the turmeric because it's a little bit more cooling.
So am I on the heated side then?
So you're talking about making the golden milk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can make it. You can take the turmeric and there's a couple of different ways of doing it. You can make a paste. Where you take the turmeric and put it with a little water and heat it up and keep stirring it for about 8 or 10 minutes. So it's like a toothpaste consistency. And then you can keep that in your refrigerator and put teaspoons of it in with the milk. Or you can just take the powder and put it like a teaspoon of it in maybe a cup of almond milk and heat that with a little honey and heat it for maybe 5 or 10 minutes and then drink it.
But I can tell you, you can probably Google golden milk and come up with the recipe of how to make it. And if not, I can tell you, if anybody that's interested, Ananda, our local Ananda here, did a vegetarian cookbook that came out in the fall. And you can get it at East West Bookshop, I'm sure, or at the boutique at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. And the golden milk recipe that I got from Jude and Paul is in that vegetarian cookbook.
Okay.
At Ananda. Okay? Now, Jude's...
back on another extraordinary vessel called the Ren Mai, this one helps to nourish the yin energy of the body, and it also goes up kind of through that area, that chin and all that, eventually. So she did that to kind of nourish the yin, which is the cooling and moistening, and then she's doing the Saturn. Saturn has, besides having an effect on the bones and structure, also has an effect on the skin, because the skin also provides structure. And then with Chiron for healing the skin as well. So she's doing it in the field, kind of basically over the energetic field.
So should I eat more cooling foods?
Well, you know, without doing more sort of direct diagnosis or assessment, it's hard to know. Yeah, you know, you don't want to just eat exclusively cooling foods, just because that can cause problems with digestion. But there are things that are like pears and things like that can be helpful. Yeah,
I'll just add a pear or two, or a cucumber or something.
Yeah, pears are really good, and I'm getting that's a really good idea for her.
Yeah, but the pears came up in a
spleen six.
All right, so spleen six is another point on the lower leg, about a hand breadth above the ankle, on the inside of the leg, just behind the tibia. And this is another point for nourishing the yin and for helping to kind of build blood. And
four gates, did she say?
Four gates. Yeah, these are four points. They're actually two points in each side of the body, but they're large intestine 4, which is on the hand, liver 3, which is on the foot. So she's doing them kind of crosswise, doing right hand, left foot, left, right. And they're called the four gates because they open things up and get circulation occurring.
Mm.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I have poor circulation in my hands, it feels like.
Oh, okay.
But my hands are always cold.
Now, have you felt anything during this session, Sandy?
Not during this session, but when I was listening at an earlier session, I felt some weird little tweaks happening. I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, you get the didge.
Well,
the
it is,
didgeridoo
because
is coming
stuff
out.
That's happening that would resonate for you, might resonate for you, that you might pick up on. Well, come forward, Judy.
Hey, here we go. Here comes the didge. That's a nice vibration.
Yeah, that's awesome. The didge does a lot of things. The didge is grounding, but it also drone instruments in general tend to help to balance the chakra system. And the chakra system has a direct effect on the endocrine system and on the nervous system through the nerve plexus.
Now you're getting the Tibetan bell.
Also nourishing yin here with the bell.
Yeah, you're the first one to get the didge today, Sandy.
I feel special.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it makes sense too that for after you process all this week, to call in next week for a reboot with Dr. Nels. That can't hurt.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
Anything else you guys want?
No, we got a done window.
Okay, so you're cooked for today, Sandy.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited. Thank you, everyone.
All right, and give us a call next week, and Dr. Nels will do the best thing for you.
Pay attention to what's different.
Yeah, pay attention to what's different. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, we are going to take care of advertisers. It's the last hour of the show, so I've got to stay on time. So hold on to your lines. We're going to Phyllis and Kathy and Michael. One line open. 425-373-5527. And we're getting towards the point in the show where we probably were not going to have time for any other callers, because we got an email to do as well, and we still have to get current events in. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. ¶¶
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Okay, we are good for what ails you. That's what we're up to today. Hi, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard about the great NuPro Supplements, NuProSupplements.com. Once again, yesterday on the private I did, I left samples for the kitties, Larimer. Bless you, Larimer. What a grand cat. And so a couple of cats I left the NuPro Nugget samples for, but particularly there was an interesting session. Two dogs from rescued from India. They call them Indian Desi dogs. And two of them, and a great session. But once again, they, you know, are feeding just dry, and one of the dogs, you know, just not all that interested, and so is not eating the way they should, like a feast and famine model should. And so I left the NuPro supplement because that's my best. It's a great supplement, but it's got desiccated liver in it, and it's really palatable and makes a little gravy if you mix it up. You know, you put it on the food and then a little cool water, mix it up, and boy, they just scarf their food and eat like crazy. So it really gets dogs eating well. So check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter or Paul, R-O, supplements.com. All righty then. It is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day. Jude and Paul Ponton in the studio, and we're going to go right back to the phones. Brooklyn, is that where we're really going? Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You are live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Kirkland. The wilds of Kirkland.
Kirkland. Oh, okay. Kirkland Prescott. Kirkland.
Oh.
He put out Brooklyn. So see, I'm teasing him, but I'm learning to speak Prescott.
Yeah.
So, all right, in Kirkland, also known as Brooklyn.
Right.
All right, what can June and Paul help you with?
I'm trying to make it concise here. I've been getting, feeling like I've been really moving forward more on my soul path lately. But I feel also when I'm trying to see things with my third eye that I have this cloud of darkness, like smoke or something.
Mm.
Feels like it's in my brain.
And oh, that's interesting.
I can't see what I want to see. Like I have a symbol for my third eye and I try to see my symbol, but it's all smoked out. I can't see it. The other thing is that I feel overwhelmed just with so much information. I want to learn so much, and I feel like I'm kind of running faster than my legs can go or something like that. And the other thing is that I've had restless legs ever since I was like a little kid, and I've been changing my diet lately and going to see Dr. Keisha Ewers, who's also on...
Well, yeah, she's a naturopath that has a show here on KKNW,
right.
And boy, I'm impressed with her. I love her show.
She's amazing, and she sent me off to see another chiropractor who does things way different. Sounds more kind of like Jude, my restless legs have been decreased in frequency and intensity. They're still there, and the problem is that it keeps me from being able to sit still and meditate or read or you know. Anyway, so it's most the things that I'm mostly interested in are the darkness, the feeling overwhelmed, and the restless legs. And
so you're a meditator, but it's difficult because of the restless leg.
Yes.
Now let's find out. Time out here. Jude's already working. Okay. Looks like she's got Om and is that New Moon?
Yeah, no, Om and New Moon. She's
clearing out something.
She's opening up the Dumai, which is the governing vessel. It goes up the back and over the head and kind of catches that third eye area, both in the back and the front. Opening up that.
So I would imagine restless leg is something that you guys work with.
Yeah.
I've not.
Sometimes sometimes it's just an obstruction in the in the belt vessel, which is another one she's going to do here in a minute. She just did balancing on the Dumai. You're going to the Dumai now? Okay, so now opening up the belt vessels. The Dumai or the belt or girdle vessel goes around the waist a little bit, and it can if it's not open, if it's not complete, it does a couple of different things. It on a physical level, it can obstruct the flow of energy down to the channels that run down to the legs, but it also is a channel that is on a kind of psycho-emotional level, has to do with moving forward. And so moving forward in a balanced way. And it sounds like from what you were describing, you know, you're moving forward, but you're sort of so excited about moving forward that you're maybe getting ahead of yourself sometimes. So you kind of, taking a deep breath once in a while, letting things catch up to your consciousness and then... moving ahead. Some people don't, some people are stuck and can't get going, and some people get going because they're, there's so much information coming in that it's hard to absorb all at once. So kind of a more balanced way of doing that. Are you still on the die there, Jude? So Jude's also using the Earth.
I did the
Neptune.
I did that.
Did Jupiter and Chiron to open up and balance that.
And then flow.
And then for flow with Neptune.
And then...
So are you guys seeing the smoky stuff she gets in her forebrain?
I'm not seeing the smoky. I'm seeing kind of a... constriction there a little bit. I think the smoky is the manifestation of it, but the energetic part of it isn't, you know,
okay,
doesn't look smoky. It just looks kind of
yeah, there's a couple of things, stuck. Phyllis, because I was wondering, you said you had a symbol for your spiritual eye, and the spiritual eye, for anybody, that's also referred to as the third eye, the center of your forebrain, and of course, with Ananda meditations, we're taught, you know, that when we sit in meditation, to lift our gaze and look upwards, you know, to the spiritual eye, and we often see the spiritual eye, and actually Swamiji painted a picture of it. So I was kind of curious as to what your symbol is for the spiritual eye.
Oh, well, mine is a heart of gold.
Okay, because the spiritual eye, you ought to Google it, and
okay,
you'll get the, but, and you can get a picture of the spiritual eye at the, you know, boutique at the Ananda Temple in Bothell, probably at East West Bookshop too. But the actual spiritual eye, when most of us see it, what we see is it's a cobalt blue background with a white star in the middle and then a bright yellow circle around it.
Ooh.
And I don't see it. I see it imperfectly often after Kriya and meditation. I've only once really, really powerfully strong, but many, many of us see it. So, yeah, I had the flash when you were talking about it, when you said you had a symbol, and it's kind of foggy. The kind of the flash I had, Phyllis, is that you might be trying to visualize the wrong visual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want you to Google spiritual eye and look for that cobalt blue, white star in the middle, bright yellow ring around it. And,
okay,
and like I said, Ananda has lots of photographs of that because that's a painting that Swamiji did.
Okay.
Oh, and here comes the didge.
Oh, yay.
Love that. All right, that and the ditch is big. That's no easy thing to.
Yeah, it's probably close to 6 feet.
Probably 6 feet or so.
Yeah, maybe not that.
Oh, now you're getting a big Tibetan bowl. I thought I'd just tell you, Phyllis, my experience with restless leg. I did have a period of time earlier, I think it started back when I was taking care of my dad, you know, with dementia, and I was living with him, when I started, you know, as an adult, having restless leg stuff. I was already seeing chiropractors. Now, this was before Jude and Paul. So they weren't, but my regular chiropractor was working on me. That didn't seem to make any difference. What I found that worked for me was at the Monroe Fair one year, I got one of those rolling foot massagers. You know, that's electric, has a roller, you know, and you put your feet on it.
Oh, yeah.
A foot roller. So I got one of those at the Monroe Fair. And I started using that, and I found that if I used it, I think it goes on and off automatically after 20 minutes, I think, that mm-hmm. you're only supposed to do it that long. If I did that foot roller every night before I went to bed, I didn't have the restless leg.
Wow.
Then I started having some massage work because taking care of my dad, you know, dealing with your parents and dementia and that kind of stuff can be pretty tough. I started getting some regular body work, and the massage therapist that I went to started doing a procedure called Bowen, B-O-W-E-N therapy, Bowen
uh-huh.
therapy. And I have to tell you that when she did the Bowen therapy, I started to need the foot roller less and less, and it didn't take too long before I didn't need to do the foot roller at all anymore, and as long as
wow.
I was getting the Bowen therapy, I did not have the restless leg.
Wow.
Okay. Now, there's years past that now, and now I Jude and Paul work on me on a regular basis. I never have a full-blown restless leg like I used to have. Every mm-hmm. once in a while, I'll get just a little twinge, and then I use my foot roller.
Okay.
Okay, but so that's just, But, you know, remember, I've got the foundation of working with Jude and Paul and Dr. Nils on a regular basis.
Right.
Okay? But that's just FYI for you, in case some of those things resonate. And I think Jude's got, she's into something here.
So you've had this, the agitation in your leg since you were really young, yes?
Yeah.
So what I see is that you've been, part of you has been trying to catch up to yourself since then.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so what I just did was try to bring those two parts together.
Oh, I'm getting a surge of energy on that.
Catch up from what?
Well, catch up to yourself, that maybe part of yourself is ahead of
yourself. Part of yourself was not sort of
integrated
with the rest of yourself. And so it's that feeling of part of me's here and part of me someplace else. And yet, so you're always trying to meet those parts.
That makes total sense.
And so what I felt was that was ready to come in to integration, and actually a little bit more, just one more thing.
A little bit more mercury for integration.
Cool.
So really pay attention to kind of any kind of feelings of, you know, coming home or something that you're reconnecting with or like that, because that's what it feels like to me.
Wow.
That makes total sense. So you guys feel complete, right?
Yeah,
so Phyllis, you're good, and call in next week for Dr. Nels, wouldn't hurt.
Is that all good? Also, if you still have any missing links,
Prescott, do we have missing link? Do we have him? Okay, so we'll put Phyllis on hold now, and Prescott will pick up. Yeah, Prescott, is that, do we have two winners now, or we just have one? Okay, so Phyllis gets the missing link one. Kathy or Michael, you can have it, or somebody else can call in if you want some missing link. Phyllis, thanks for calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
Call back next week, and we'll put you on hold for missing link, okay? All right, very good. Let us. We're going to Kathy and then Michael next. Let's take care of advertisers now. Get that taken care of, so we know we're good. And then we'll come back and finish up with our last phone calls and email and get current events in. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end. And if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show. And this Sunday, February 12th at 2 p.m., Winnie and I will be welcoming the return of palmist Lee Ann Lester to the show. She was a real hit last time, and so she's back to answer your questions on the air. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show right here this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KKNW, Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Harmonic Energy and Shifting Sunday. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are in the house. They're doing free remote treatments for you, your animal friends, clearings for home property, that kind of stuff, business. And we are going to get right back to the phones here because we've got to take care of everybody before we run out of time. We're headed into Marysville. And Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Oh, hi. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can Jude and Paul do for you?
Well, apparently I have psychological reversal.
Well, that's an interesting psychological reversal. I haven't heard that term. What does that mean?
Well, it's when your energy system of the body changes polarity, apparently. I just found this out yesterday, and I did my pendulum on it, and it's when you keep trying everything and nothing works, and you just keep getting worse and worse and worse. It's because somehow you don't even know that it happens, but your energy system changes polarity. So
well, was she talking,
you know,
Jude? What, you know, like I get switched. Because that happens to me. Jude has to straighten that out with me from time to time, but she calls it being switched. But that sounds like what she's describing, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, there are levels of intensity of that, but let's start out with that.
Yeah, because Kathy, Jude fixes that with me in a few seconds. When she works on me. Okay. Dr. Nels also works on that. So let's see what happens with this today, and then we can follow up with you again next week.
Okay.
But she's using the ohm forks, the high frequencies.
You're doing... she's doing them kind of crossing at the third eye, and it's balancing the hemispheres of the brain. It's putting the right and left hemispheres into balance.
I'm going to do the run and the do.
Okay, and then also the conception vessel and the governing vessel, which also help to balance the yin and yang.
So having your polarity switched or having that's not an unusual thing. At least it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it can happen for a lot of different reasons.
But it would throw things out of whack, though, because
it
does. It makes an immediate difference.
It makes you feel out of sorts and kind of off yourself, and
sometimes it can affect your balance and your proprioceptive sense, your body position in space. And
well, I've been working on self hypnosis for years, and I just keep getting into a bigger hole, and nothing is working, and then my thoughts are constant thoughts that don't serve me, constant thoughts.
Well, you might want to be considering, you know, remember the it's Happy Birthday Jude month for February, so and new patients get $20 off. You might want to consider an in-person session with them. But like I said, I see Jude and Paul on a regular basis, and I am often switched. And usually when I'm switched, my polarities are switched, my body's more out of balance. But that's often the first thing that Jude checks me for, and if I'm switched, she's able to change that immediately.
Yeah, it's been less.
It's been much less. Yeah, absolutely much less. And
of course, it's always, you know, is this past life stuff? Is it, you know, all these other people in my lifetime or all these people in my life?
Well, usually the place is not to go outside of yourself to look to answers. It's go inside of yourself to look.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I found this out yesterday.
Here you get the didg. Didgeridoo.
Did you do Mercury, Jude?
I do.
Okay.
And the bowl balances the hemisphere.
Right.
All right, so the big Tibetan bowl. Now you're going to get the medium one. Ooh. Wow, they have such distinctly different tones.
Yeah, different sizes.
Yeah, really nice. Really nice. You know, I didn't know about polarity switch and stuff until oh now you get the chimes, the Mars and Venus chimes. I first found out about it when I went to check out Dr. Nels, and he was doing a workshop in a horse arena, and I was invited to go, and I did, and he asked for volunteers afterwards to demonstrate the bioenergetic synchronization technique. So of course I volunteered, got up on the table, and he took a hold of my feet, and the first thing he said to me was, "Your polarities are switched." What's that mean? So then he changed that, and then what I realized, my whole life up until that point, I'd had trouble knowing right from left. And if, like before, if my chiropractor said lie down on your right side, if I didn't think about it, I'd lay down on my left. So I actually started, you know, when he'd say lay down on your right, I'd touch my right arm to know when to lay down, what side to lay down on. So then Dr. Nels did his thing with me, and immediately I knew right from left. I haven't had a problem with that since, but I do still sometimes switch out, and that's when Jude fixes me.
So something you can do is kind of sit and cross your feet at the ankles, whichever way feels the most comfortable, and then cross your hands in your lap the opposite way. If you're crossing your left foot over your right foot, then it's your right hand over your left hand.
Okay, so you cross over your ankles, and then your hands you cross at the wrists.
And then
the opposite.
And then you just sit that way and breathe for a little. And a lot of times that will bring things back into balance. Well,
that sounds like something really good for Kathy to do regularly this week, to follow up with what you've just done.
So find the position, which foot over which foot feels the most comfortable, and then go to the opposite hand.
Okay. You got that, Kathy?
Okay. Yeah, sure. So the left over the right and the right over the left and sit and breathe.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll actually, as you're sitting there breathing, you'll notice the shift.
There's a shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So pay attention to what's different this week. Do your crossed arms and feet, and then check in with us next week, because that's something you can tell us how you did this week. And then Dr. Nels can check and see if you're switched again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. So we'll look forward to hearing from you next week, too.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to head to Seattle now, take our last caller for the day. Michael, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Hey, Michael. Hello? Michael? Sounds like we lost Michael.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Oh, yeah. So I was listening to the radio, and there was a delay.
Ah.
Okay, I'm calling on behalf of Sweet Pea, my Netherlands dwarf bunny.
Oh, how fun. Oh. We get a bunny. Sweet Pea, a Netherlands dwarf bunny?
Dwarf.
Dwarf. A Netherlands dwarf bunny. Oh, I love dwarf bunny.
What color? Is he?
And I've been listening to you for years and years, ever since I've had Sweet Pea. I've had her for 9 years.
Oh, bless your heart. What color is Sweet Pea?
She's all gray with gray eyes.
I got gray.
You got gray. Okay. Yeah. What's going on with Miss Sweet Pea?
She might very well be at the end of her life. She's got a cyst or a tumor on her right arm. And I go to North Seattle Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Nathanson, and she just she told me not to get my hopes up.
Great vet, by the way. They're really good vets there.
Yeah, she's
Dr.
really
Nathanson
good.
And her partner. They're very good. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in.
Oh, I know you know everyone, because all of these places I go to, they all know you.
Yeah, okay. So, there was a bunny on Dr. Jeff's show last night that had some gross that ended up being fly larva and then was really yucky.
What?
Fly larva. Fly bots had embedded into the skin I doubt that's what's going on with your bunny, but looks like Jude's already working on Sweet Pea. She's doing the ohm forks. Are you going down her spine?
Yeah, she's going down the Hwato-Jaji points, which are on either side of the
spine. So how old is Sweet Pea?
she's 10.
Oh, boy. So she is at kind of the top of the lifespan for bunnies. Usually 8 to 10 years, I understand, is normal. That's what all my rabbits live to about that age.
Oh, okay. And see, so that's what Dr. Nathanson was telling me. She was saying, don't get your hopes up. Because there's really nothing much they could do about the cyst or tumor that's in her right arm. So I'm just reaching out to you guys now. I just want a miracle.
Sure, and you know, I would disagree with that. You know, when doctors say don't get your hopes up, I said that doesn't serve any purpose at all. Yeah,
no.
I understand they don't want you to get really excited about something and then be disappointed. But on the other hand, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And it's really good to think positive and see what you want to happen. You know, you accept whatever does, but positive thinking and seeing Sweet Pea doing well.
Well, I have this dichotomy about me. I'll think one way one day or 1 minute, and the next I'm completely negative. So I can go both ways.
You don't want to put yourself in denial.
But,
mm-hmm. So what are you doing? Interesting. She's got Chiron and Nibiru. What's she doing, Paul?
Oh, I'm not sure. She's doing over the field or over the...
Yeah, I'm working over her field. First, I did the points down the back for balance.
Right, and you did Pluto and...
And then I did some kidney points for balancing the generative energy, the
right.
supportive energy. And now I'm working in the field to kind of create sort of a bridge to a new matrix, if that's
that
in the highest good. It's like I'm sort of opening it up to let
what
her...
What she'll resonate with.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And I want a little non-duality.
And do we know what kind of a tumor or lump she has on her arm?
No, they don't want to biopsy it because, well, for one, I can't afford it, but they said if they biopsy it, they'd have to sedate her.
Right.
And I'm afraid of sedation because I've already lost the money to sedation. Especially when they're...
Yeah, we'd have to deal with that fear with you first. Or you could create a problem with Sweet Pea that wouldn't necessarily be there except for your fear and your worry. Because you know, so you don't want to do that if you've got fear and worry related to that.
Oh.
And that's how we get stuck in fears, you know, because we say, oh, I lost a rabbit before because it died during anesthesia. So the next time you have a rabbit and you got anesthesia, what do you think? Oh, it could die. But you don't want to do that.
No,
because
you can
create something that doesn't exist.
I completely know your philosophy because for years and years I know the way you think.
You know, I've been hammering it into you, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And so...
And now it looks like the big ohm forks.
This is... she's actually working on Michael.
No, oh, working on you, Michael.
So, oh, thank you.
Kind of helping with the energy around this whole situation.
Oh, you know what? And you know what my other situation is? I just lost a brother last month. So my energy is really, I'm really kind of traumatized.
Well, that must be why Jude's working on you here.
Thank you.
And it's good that you called in. Here, you're getting the Tibetan bell. Well, it's certainly not easy to lose family members. I know I've, both my parents have passed and, you know, that was really tough, especially my mom. Fortunately, my brother's still here alive and well.
It's
but that's a tough one to go through, Michael.
Because that was my kid brother, you know. He was 5 years younger than me.
Oh, you get the big Tibetan bowl here. I have got to get some current event stuff worked in here. We've got also, I'm going to say that, Carmen, your email, we did get it. I've had Jude and Paul take a look, and they feel that they can connect in from the email. So I don't think we're going to get to it live on the air, but I just know that they'll work. So you've done your thing with Michael and Sweet Pea? All right, Michael and Sweet Pea, you guys are cooked for this week, so pay attention to what's different. And as you work through the energy this week, and then call us back because Dr. Nils can tune in next week on both of you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jude and Paul, and I love you, Martha.
I love you too, Michael. Thanks for calling
Take
Animal
care.
World.
You're welcome.
God
Take
bless.
Care.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's do this. I'm going to read the email we've got, and then Jude and you guys can start working on Carmen, and I'll do current events. And that way, if there's anything for Carmen, we'll have a chance to say something. It says, "Morning, Martha. I would like an energy shift for me, please. Feel can't move forward, and what I am doing seems not to work." And then she says, "Reiki, positive affirmations, crystals, etc. I live in Seattle." Okay, so you could go in. And she says, "Thank you, Paul and Jude, and blessings from Carmen." And there you go. So there's that. They're going to start working. We don't need the music, but I'm going to do a quick current events here. And remember that this is your only chance until the fall to take my classes. I will be back at East West Bookshop in April. I do my two-part series of understanding your animal friends and resolving problems. And part one is communicating with animals, emphasis on telepathic and empathetic communication. Part two is the human-to-animal transference and how our stuff affects them and more tools for better communication. They back-to-back Wednesdays, April 12th and April 19th. Both classes are from 6:30 to 9 p.m. They are intended to be part one and part two, but both stand alone, so you don't have to come to both. They're $26 a piece or $45 for both, so that's a great deal. Call East West Bookshop to make a reservation, 206-523-3726. 206-523-3726. Remember, we are on target this year for the Great Backyard Bird Count. It happens the weekend of February 17th through 20th. And if you would like to register to count birds in your yard and participate, we have a link for you on current events. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, click on current events, scroll down to Great Backyard Bird Count. There's a link. It's gbbc.birdcount.org, gbbc.birdcount.org. You'll find the link to it on current events. Gray's Harbor Shorebird and Nature Festival will be May 5th and 7th this year. And let's see, Darcy's got some stuff coming up. And hopefully she's back to work now. She will be... No, it looks like March 4th is her next class at the Interspace. So you might want to pop on current events and see, and then because there's a lot of other things going on in March and further down the line for her. Vicki Draper's got some really neat stuff coming up. February 21st, she's starting an 8-week program. It is... Therapeutic Connection for Healing with Animals teleconference and private Facebook group. It's an 8-week program, and so if you need more information, healingyouranimal.com. She'll be at February 23rd, Thursday, at the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, natural allergy support for your animals. That's free. And then at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland for basic animal massage on March 4th and animal Reiki level 1 March 11th. Let's see. February 25th, Homeward Pet, get $27 adoptions. And I guess you're going to have to go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events for the rest. Remember, it's Happy Birthday Jude Month, WhisperingDragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. But if you call the Whispering Dragon Center now, and new clients get $20 off, all remote sessions get $20 off. You just have to make your appointment during the month of February. You can come in later, but you got to schedule it during February to get the discount. Hey, and we are out of time. Next week, Dr. Nils, stay tuned for Encore Mystic Radio. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.